Yo, Wombat, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best podcasts of all time. One of the best podcasts of all time.
Yo, it's the K-Cast. Sit your ass back. Listen to my man, GPD, a Wombat. Talking about dealers and all the hot news. And my boy, Shipwrecks, got all the reviews for the Wii, Xbox, and the PS3. Ain't nobody doing better. You can take it from me. With the MPD, or talk from E3. The right of you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode 172. I am Cheapy D, and I am in Tokyo, Japan.
And I am Wombat, and I have a very angry Cheapy D.
I'm not angry. You're getting pissy with me because your microphone isn't working properly. Don't get pissy with me.
I will get pissy because it's late.
But it's not my fault that it's late. I was here early. I woke up early. I was ready to go. I was ready to go before you even got home.
I know, because I had to work late.
Well, I'm not yelling at you, but when you get pissy at me, it's not my fault.
It's always your fault.
Right. All right. That's a hell of a way to start the show.
Pain in my ass.
Dude, whose shit is not working properly?
Mine, but I blame you for it.
Right. Well, now you're just being a jerk off. The guy at my the guy who speaks English at my local soba place asked me yesterday, "What's the worst swear word in the English language?" He was having a discussion with one of his friends, and he was like throwing all these swear words at me. He's like, "Is motherfucker the worst?" And I had a hard time really answering his question what the worst swear word was. I think it's all, like, sort of contextual.
I thought it was always the see you next Tuesday. I was always under the impression was the worst swear word.
I told him that, too, actually. He never heard of that one before. I said that one, women don't like that one. But no man is going to be upset if you call him that.
Maybe.
Right.
No. Well, it depends on the man. Some of the men I work with.
I thought the N word. You know, I'm trying to think of words that are going to get your ass kicked.
You know what it is? It's any word that you can't, that you and I just said two words that we won't say. Like, we won't say the actual word. We'll use euphemisms.
No, I'll say cunt. I don't care.
Yeah, I probably would say cunt too. But the N word is the N word is the N word.
The N word I'm not going to say probably.
You have to be a real cunt to use the N word.
I would say nigga.
You would.
I would. I wouldn't say the real version.
Like, no.
Right. Remember that guy from the video? The pencil guy?
Pencil guy. I don't
know. Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Oh.
There was that teacher who got fired for using that, and he was saying, his whole argument was that he was saying nigga. And he, like, had two pieces of paper where he wrote nigga. And the other word, and he was like trying to explain the difference. It's maybe one of the funniest YouTube videos of all time.
I'll have to check that one out.
You will. It's awesome. So yeah, basically, I had no answer for the guy. I said, and then I said another word that really bugs me is the F word, for the derogatory term for homosexual, which you hear that and the N word on Xbox Live a lot, which I also told him. So I thought those two words maybe in particular, like, seem to be the only ones that really bug me if I hear them on it, like when playing a game or something. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, Wombat. I forgot to mention a couple things last week about my trip.
You went on a trip?
Well, remember I went to New York and I saw you and you made me sit in a hot dog restaurant that was 95 degrees with a...
I do not recall this at all.
Don't you remember the 25-pound baby that was strapped to my chest in the 95-degree restaurant?
You have a baby?
You eat food?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, one of the things I forgot to mention is I never told you the start of this trip. There's the nightmare start to this trip. So our flight was, I think it was like a 3 o'clock flight or something like that. So we decided we were going to bring Ty to daycare just until, like, noon, and then we would pick him up on the way to the airport. That way we could, you know, get everything packed and ready to go, because it's hard to do with, you know, a 2-year-old running around the house and just getting into everything. So that was a plan, and I thought it was a pretty good plan. So at around 11 o'clock, or about an hour before we're supposed to pick him up, we get a call from daycare, and they say, there's something wrong with Ty, but we're not really sure. He's not eating anything. He looks really pale. He's just sort of lying there. He's not like, he has no like emotional reaction to anything. He just looks miserable. He doesn't have a fever, but he just looks terrible, and he won't eat, and he threw up.
None of that sounds good.
None of that's good. And this is like, you know, we're about to get on a 14-hour flight to New York. So we're like, oh my God, what do we do? So, I mean, what can we do? We go there, we pick him up on the way to the airport, we continue with the plan, and he looks terrible. Like, he's just, like, so unhappy, just, he looks pale, and, you know, not only have a 14-hour flight, we gotta get on an hour bus ride to the airport, and it was just, you know, I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. So I remembered that on my trip to Hokkaido, that the airport actually has a clinic in it. So I was like, let's take Ty to the clinic for, you know, because we have time, you know, take them to the airport clinic. So we take him to the airport clinic, and my wife's got to fill out all these forms and stuff, and we're waiting in the waiting room there after she fills out all the forms. And the nurse comes out and says, after we're sitting there for like 30 minutes or, you know, 30 minutes of filling out forms and waiting, the nurse comes out and says, oh, the doctor won't see your son because he's too young. So we're like, motherfucker. So then the plan becomes, all right, let's just buy a lot of towels. So if he throws up on the plane, at least we have a lot of towels. Because, you know, what can we do? You know, you remember how your doctor says if he doesn't have a fever, like...
Yeah, that's what my pediatrician always says, because we called the other day with something, and does she have a fever? No. Okay. Bye.
Right. Call me when she has a fever.
Yeah.
So then, you know, right before we get on the plane, remember I told you we were flying business class, so we got to go into, like, the lounge, the fancy lounge, and something happened when we went in there. He just, like, started, like, feeling better, and he ate it like a half a banana, and everything worked out great. And then, you know, we got to have our first business class experience, and you could see, like, we were sitting in the first row of business class, so you could see the look of complete disappointment and disgust for all the other business passengers as they walk by and realize that there's a 2-year-old sitting in business class with them on a 14-hour flight. But screw them. I paid my money. They have to suck it up.
Yeah, you tell them.
I didn't say anything to them. I just sort of looked. I just avoided eye contact. But I got to tell you, dude, business class to Japan, it's definitely the way to go. The key difference is the seat is completely, like, motorized and adjustable. So you can put that thing in basically any possible position that you could dream of, which is great for, like, someone like me who's, like, freakishly large and really, like, a normal airplane seat is just not designed for me. Like, forget about me being, like, too big for it. It's just, like, it's too low. It's too, everything is wrong. But this thing, I mean, you could tilt it in every which way. You could even make it almost completely flat and into a bed. It still has a little bit of an angle. And of course, like, the food is way better. They, you know, it's like a real food on a real plate with, you know, and not in, like, a little limo tray. It would have been a lot more fun if there wasn't a 20-pound baby sitting on my lap for 14 hours. But on the way back to Japan, he actually got his own seat because the flight wasn't crowded. And it was just awesome because he slept. We turned the thing into a bed and he slept in it. And I got to watch movies. I watched the new Terminator movie.
Yeah, was Terminator. It any good?
You know, it wasn't as bad. I mean, I heard a lot of bad things about it. I mean, it was all right. I mean, I don't think I'd recommend it. But for an airplane movie, it was fine. And I watched.
I mean, you didn't have, like, an actual TV in front of you that you could watch different channels?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did. I watched How I Met Your Mother and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I watched the Terminator movie. I watched the Sandra Bullock movie where she has to marry her male secretary.
I can't even think of the name of it.
The Proposal.
Yes, thank you. I was like, 2 weeks of proposing?
She's not looking that hot anymore.
That's because she's 75 years old.
Her body looks like it's probably still pretty good.
She's 75.
I don't think she's 75.
She is. You could look it up. It's on the internet.
I don't know. The only thing I know is that it's going to be very difficult to fly coach again on a flight like that. It's going to be like torture, but I don't know. Maybe with the right amount of Ambien and no tie, I can handle it. Anyway, that's what I meant to mention, because I think everybody was waiting to hear my business class review and wanted to know if it was worth an extra $3,000 per ticket.
Probably not.
Well, you know, it was actually not $3,000. It was an extra $3,000 total for all of us, not per ticket.
You're still like borderline there.
I'm telling you. And I didn't feel like I wanted to kill myself during the flight, which is what I felt like on the other times when I brought Ty on a long flight.
Okay.
I can deal with it. I can deal with it by myself, but with Ty, it's just...
It's a different ball of cheese.
It's a different ball of cheese. Anything going on with you, Wombat?
Well, we built a TV stand over the weekend, the missus
built?
And I. And I mean, you were in my house for maybe 5 minutes. Do you remember the TV stand we had in the living room?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of low, kind of long, but it had no doors.
Okay.
Which is an issue when you have a child.
Right, because they'll just, you know, they'll start sticking things into the drives of everything.
It's not only that, she kept pulling out her DVDs and we come home and it would look like our DVDs had a parade.
Right.
So, basically, we bought a new one and it's huge and it has all these doors on it and it took... literally an entire day to put together, and I pulled muscles, and it was not fun at all.
Where did you buy it from? Because I have a theory, Wombat.
We bought it from IKEA.
Here's the theory I have, Wombat. You got to pay those guys to just put it together. It's totally worth it. I mean, it literally took you all day, right?
It took us an entire Saturday.
And you wanted to kill yourself, right?
Basically, yes, the entire time.
And for them to put it together, I mean... What do they charge you, $100 for that?
I don't think they do that anymore at IKEA.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh.
And okay. It was like the one TV stand that my wife wanted, so we had to buy it.
I understand. Yeah, because I've done shit like that, and I put it together. Like I put together bookshelves and dressers from IKEA, and not only does it take all day and I just want to kill somebody when I'm done, but the thing is always like, it's a little off. Like, it's like a little wobbly or something's
right. No, we're pretty good at building this crap. It actually looks really good. And it wasn't even so much the building it and stuff that was the worst. It was the moving of everything from one to another and putting the other one in the basement.
It
was just the whole process, the whole day of it. Just really no fun at all.
I gotta say, Wombat, that I am not a big fan of physical labor. I don't know if that might come as a surprise to you.
That shocks me, to be perfect. I really, when I think of you, I think of you as really just doing physical labor.
Right. In my spare time, I lay brick.
Yes. I also, before I forget, have to give a nice little shout-out to Undie Gnome.
Right.
Who sent me a nice package today.
Oh, what'd you get?
Well, he was moving and didn't have room and didn't really feel like bothering taking his Batman Collector's Edition with him.
You're kidding.
So he mailed me the box with the Batarang and the little book in it. You know,
nice.
He kept the game, obviously, for himself.
Well, you have the game, yeah.
Which I have, so that's quite all right. But yeah, so I have the big Batman box sitting in my living room now.
How's the Batarang? It's kind of shitty, right?
It's not the greatest thing in the world. I mean, I'm glad I didn't buy it, I guess is the best I could say about it. But it's, you know, yeah. I mean, it doesn't come off the base.
Yeah, they don't want people throwing it.
But what's the point then? Make something else. Make something, you know, like a replica Batmobile or something.
Yeah, I hear you. What's the point if you can't throw it at your friends?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean, if you can't even like mime throwing it at your friends, otherwise it just kind of sits there and does nothing.
Can you break it off the base?
You could probably try, but I don't think it would be as easy as one might think.
I would recommend breaking it off the base and then like crazy gluing razor blades to it.
Yeah, and then take it on the subway.
Take it on the subway and see, and just say, I'm Batman to everybody.
I'm Batman.
See how long it lasts before you're shot.
There you go. Did we do a show last week?
We did a show last week. A lot of good feedback. People had most people seem to enjoy the Howard Stern story, which, you know, and so, but some people didn't. Cube Jam says, awful podcast this week. Already 20 minutes in. I'm bored out of my mind listening to your crap about Howard Stern or whatever it is. I don't give a damn. It doesn't interest me in the slightest. I've never heard of this guy. I skipped to the end to hear some shitty interview. I'm guessing it's Howard Stern. Well, he really skipped to the end. He skipped to the, he went from the first 20 minutes to the last 3 minutes of an hour and 40 minute show. He says, obviously, 20 minutes of crap. Remember, you have international listeners who don't give a crap. I hope the rest of the show can make up for this utter rubbish. First of all, our international listeners probably account for like 1% of the listeners. And second of all, look, we're going to talk about things that are important to us. That's what makes this our show. I mean, if, you know, that was like the one of the greatest moments of my life, and that's something I'll always remember. And I have no friends here to talk about it to, so you're going to have to suffer through it. Or just fast forward. I mean, it's pretty easy. It's, you know, that's the great thing about the podcast. It's very easy to fast forward. Lick disagreed. He said, Cheapy's Howard Stern story brought tears to my eyes. So beautiful. And Spidey Norman. Spiny Norman. Excuse
Spiny
me.
Spiny Norman.
Yes. Awesome show. I found the whole Stern story very interesting. You guys sounded really great on there. Cheapy, you didn't sound nervous at all. You came off great. I'm amazed that you weren't a total wreck on the air, since I'm sure it was overwhelming. The Hey Guys bit was hilarious, but there was nothing like that when you were actually on the air. I'm very impressed, because I'm sure I would have been a complete idiot in that situation. It is really surreal if you listen to the entire show. Like, it's one thing to just listen to the clip of us on there, but when you listen to the whole show, and, you know, you hear us laughing in the background, and, you know, then, you know, he's talking to us. It's you know, it's pretty amazing. Spiny then goes on to say, the discussion about the newfound value of the PS3 was also very interesting. I hadn't really thought about that, but with Blu-ray, free Wi-Fi, free online play, and most games being cross-platform, I'd probably pick the PS3 over the 360 if I was buying my first console of this generation today. Which brings me to a comment from Dark Paul that I want to address. He says, Cheapy and Wombat, can you please give me some insight on the big deal about this PS3 Slim business? $100 off is nice and all, and you mentioned the pros and cons, Wombat, but it's still the PS3 with the same multi-platform games and exclusives. I'm struggling to see this as an Xbox 360 owner who also just got a free PS3 from Best Buy's promotion a few months ago. Since multi-platform games are on both, I tend to stick with a 360, which just leaves Blu-rays, movies, which are still overpriced, and exclusives, which are hit and miss with me. So what's with people acting like they just found a new hole to slam their dick in? Enlighten me. Well, he does bring up a good point, Wombat, and that's something that we didn't talk about last week, is, yeah, what about if you already own an Xbox 360? Is the new $300 PS3 going to really get you excited and make you take the plunge? Because, well, I think when we were discussing the whole value proposition, I think I was coming at it from somebody who didn't own either console.
As was I.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you own a 360 and not a PS3, you have to ask yourself two questions. Do I want to play these exclusives?
Mm-hmm.
And do I want a Blu-ray player? Those
exactly.
are very two simple questions. And if you can answer yes to both those questions, then you should go out and buy yourself a PlayStation 3. If you don't answer yes to both of those questions, then maybe you shouldn't buy a PlayStation 3.
You know, yeah, I am. Look, I love watching high def movies and TV shows and stuff like that, but I really wish that in the case of that type of media, it was we really moved to digital distribution more, because I really have no desire to spend you know, $25 on a disc. To watch a movie, and two, I have, you know, I don't want to have a bunch of boxes on my shelf for something like that. You know, I'd rather just rent a high definition movie for $5 or $6 and be done with it, and then, you know, then all right, and it's gone. It's not taking up any space in my house. I mean, that's my preference. I don't think Blu-ray is going to be around for that long.
Well, I mean, I think we saw it's still definitely a wait and see. But yeah, Blu-rays cost too much. Not the players, but the discs themselves. And I think that may be what could kill Blu-ray before it has a chance to really become the norm. And yeah, I agree with you. I'd rent more HD movies on like my cable, you know, through the cable company than anything right. else. We just saw I Love You Man.
How is that? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
I Love You Man. It's the Paul Rudd movie comedy where he's getting married and he doesn't have any male friends, so he has to make a male friend to be his best man at his wedding.
Oh.
Yeah. And it has the tall guy from How I Met Your Mother is the guy he makes friends with.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
It's very funny. I enjoyed it. So good to you. Did you see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No, but I would like to see that.
Okay, well, it's very similar because they're both in that movie, too.
I see. I mean, just for me, like, games might be a different story. Because games, even though I don't go back to older games that often, I mean, I could, you know, because of the whole multiplayer thing, I could see it happening. But movies, I don't know, when DVDs were in their prime, like, I never owned that many DVDs unless they were on sale somewhere for, like, ridiculously cheap. I don't think I had, you know, I'm looking at my bookshelf right now. I mean, I don't think I have more than 20 DVDs total.
I like the extras on DVDs. I like director commentaries and all that kind of nerdy stuff.
And I think my point is that I just don't, you know, I appreciate the quality of the Blu-ray movie and all that. But I think digital distribution is going to overtake it before it ever reaches a critical mass like DVD did. That's my opinion. I mean, I know a lot of people really enjoy owning those discs and all, and, you know, that's fine for you, but just for me, not my thing.
And what's the retail price on that console again?
Okay, so last week I talked about how I was sort of annoyed that all these Sony PS3 ads, and not just the ads, but even on some retailer sites and blog posts and news posts, they were advertising the PS3 as $299, when it's really $299.99, which is, you know, for all intents and purposes, $300. Most people were pretty annoyed with me bringing that up. Dragoon Knight says, "Holy crap, was that 99-cent rant annoying? Great show otherwise, but really what a waste of time that was." Now, ShappyBoy2000 writes, "I did some research. The PS3 MSRP is officially $299.00. Whether stores sell it at that price or not is their own decision, so Sony lowered the price to $299.00, and the stores decided what price they want to sell it for." Now, I don't know what research you did, but if you go to the official Sony site, the Sony Style Store, they are selling it for $299.99. And however, Walmart, and I see that Walmart does this a lot, actually, with not just the PS3, but a bunch of different products. They are selling it for the straight up $299. And same with Xbox. They're selling the Xbox Elite for $299, 0 cents. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. It was just something that bothered me. So it bothered a few other people too, but for the most part, people thought I'm insane.
I think you need to get over yourself.
It's not, it has nothing to do with myself.
Get over yourself. No one cares about you.
Okay. On to some CAG news-ish. I don't have any CAG news-ish. I have nothing to talk about. So a lot of people have been writing me, actually, about the CAG iPhone app, and they were pretty adamant that we ported it over to Android. However, there's nothing, you know, there's no iPhone app yet. So let's get the iPhone app up first, and then we'll talk about getting it over to Android. Super Programmer John seems to think it's not going to be that big of a hassle. But one thing at a time first, okay? I know there's plenty of people out there with Android, so we won't forget you. And we're going to be adding some nice shit onto that and onto the CAG website. The trade-in value database, you know, there's not much there now, but it looks like we're going to have pretty much every retailer on there. So it should be exciting, and of course, the app will be free. Some people have written me asking me about that as well. And with that, Wombat, I think we should move on to the new releases of the week. And I am pulling these off of Shaq News.
There's a lot coming out this week. We've got some good stuff. We got Need for Speed Shift comes out this week.
I read the review on IGN while I was taking a shit on my iPhone.
So Need for Speed Shit, what did they think?
They liked it. The guy gave it a 9.
That's not bad for Need for Speed.
They basically did the whole game over. It's no longer like this story-driven, free-roaming type game. It's more like a Forza or Gran Turismo type of situation. So, but supposedly the in-car camera is like the best that this has ever been.
We've got two hockey games. We've got 2K10 and NHL 10.
Yeah, I've read the reviews. You know, I'm a big hockey fan. I read the reviews for NHL 10 because I can't imagine that 2K10 has caught up yet. There's consensus basically is that if you have NHL 09, it's, you know, they've added the big addition is board play so that you can, like, pin guys against the board. And that's a pretty decent addition. It supposedly changes the flow of the game, makes it more realistic. Other than that, it's pretty much the same game as last year. They have first person fighting, and I played the demo, and I don't know, the fighting in hockey games has not been good since like NHL 94, really. So 93, I don't know.
Wasn't that the last one with blood?
Yeah, I mean, it's just they try to make it like too involved. I would much rather watch like a simulation. I'd rather watch the computer guys fight each other than have people controlling it. It goes on too long. Like Wayne Gretzky hockey for the PC used to do. You would if there was a fight, you would just watch the computer, like a little video of the guys fighting. And it was kind of fun. Like you cheer the guy on. All right, you don't control it, but I don't know. At least it wasn't like long and drawn out. It was, you know. What else we got?
We've got Wet.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. We didn't like the demo. But the reviews seem to be okay.
Yeah, it's getting better than reviews than I thought it would, but still not great. We got Williams Collection Pinball Hall of Fame, which I know Shipwreck is a big fan of on the Wii.
Uh-huh. That's coming out for the 360 now, right?
Yes, the 360 and the PS3.
Okay.
We also have Scribblenauts on the DS.
Yep, I've been following that. I mean, I watched Shipwreck play it. It looked pretty cool. The reviews seem to have the biggest complaint about the reviews from the reviewers is that the controls are really bad. Like, because you do everything on the touchscreen and you have to move the guy around, then you have to click on these little items that move on the screen, and then if you miss, then your guy moves, and I don't know. It looks like that's the complaint.
Also, a new Mario game, Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story on the DS.
Oh.
And, of course, the big release that everyone knows I'm excited for, It's a Girl Thing, Princess in Love.
No, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Ultimate Omelette. Yes, yeah. Marvel Ultimate Omelette 2 comes out today.
I'm so excited, I can't even speak.
I already have it. I do have it. I picked it up today.
I read Russ's review over at the MTV Multiplayer blog. He basically said it's just like the last one, except you can make out more details. The camera's a little bit closer, but I don't know. I'm curious to see what the online play is like.
It's supposed to be very good. Well, I got it. I haven't opened it yet. I decided to do the show instead. You better like the show, people.
You decided first to yell at me because your microphone doesn't work properly.
Yes, I did yell at you.
And now you're doing the show.
Yes, and I will yell at you after the show, too.
Excellent. I wanted to bring up this item because this might fly under some people's radar. It's called Cubed. It's a collection of Xbox Live Arcade games. It's Every Extend Extra Extreme, Luminous Live, and Res HD. And it's $20 for all three of those games. So save a little bit of money there. And they're all good games.
You know when this will be a good deal? It'll probably be a game that you see in the used bin at GameStop for like $6.
Well, that'll be good because those games are great, and you can pick them up. Even now, I think it's a pretty decent deal.
Speaking of good pickups used, I picked up Prince of Persia for $4.88 today on the GameFly sale that I learned about on CheapAssGamer.com.
Oh, you had a coupon or something?
Yeah, I had a coupon and the 5% off, so it wound up being after tax and with free shipping. $4.88.
Right. If you don't have the coupon, it's $10 with free shipping. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the game, but I could see why somebody might like it.
I liked it a lot. I'm glad to have it.
You get to have it back. Are you your subscription to GameFly is gonna end, right?
Yeah, I guess it does. It ends in a couple of months.
Do you want me to pick that up again, or do you want something else?
I don't know. We could talk about that offline.
All right. I don't know. Maybe somebody's got some other ideas.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, it was good for certain games, but for the most part, like, I had things that just kind of sat too long. It's hard. The thing with Gamefly is, you know, because you don't necessarily get the game you want. You get the game they have.
Okay.
So you play a game and then, you know, you kind of forget to send it back sometimes, or you just get busy.
Well, that's not their fault.
No, it's not that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Gamefly. It happens to be a very good service. It also would be nice if there was one closer to my house.
Because you find the shipping time a little long.
It takes about 4 days, 4 to 5 days between games. So it's 4 days to send a game back and then another 4 days to get one. So it's 8 days between games.
Okay.
And that's kind of long because the closest distribution center is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got it.
So that would be my qualm with Gamefly.
I really liked it. I miss having it.
Like I said, it's great. And of course, I obviously appreciate the gift.
Sure. And the sales are good, too. And, you know, when you're a member, you always get that free. You get the free shipping all the time on the used games. I don't know. It's not a commercial for them.
It would be nice if it was, though.
It sure would be. Just think, Gamefly, if this was a commercial, I would, I don't know what I could do.
If it was a commercial, it would have been like, hey, you want me to renew that? And I'd be like, hell yeah, Gamefly's the shiznit, yo. Right, all my Ennas love it.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, anything else that we need to mention this week? I mean, you got Batman and Red Faction for the PC coming out, and Resident Evil 5. Anything else? I'm scrolling. I guess that's it.
And we're done.
And we're out. Seacrest out. Okay, let's move on to some game shopping news, Wombat. First, let's do the best of the Sunday ad deals. And Toys R Us has really been delivering with the deals. I mean, Best Buy is like been pretty lazy recently. But Toys R Us, they're getting it done. Well, you sort of missed out on a couple of these because you had to get there earlier in the week for the $15 gift card on Scribblenauts and the $10 gift card on Mario and Luigi. Those are expired. But they do have a buy one, get one 50% off on Xbox 360 Platinum Hits and PS2 Greatest Hits. And Best Buy, if you buy Dirt 2 or Need for Speed Shift for the PS3, you can get the Logitech Driving Force wheel for $20. I think it normally costs like $70 or $80, so save some money there. And I don't know, that's pretty much it for the Sunday ad deals. In other shopping news, Toys R Us launched their video game trade-in program. You can now trade in games online or in the store. So it's another retailer throwing... They were testing it out earlier. Now this is a nationwide rollout. So that's good news for people who like to trade in games. And supposedly the trade-in values are very competitive. And I think that's it for the game shopping news, Wombat.
That was very exciting stuff.
Yes. And now we can talk about... Oh, I didn't put a link here? Oh, go
nice
to link.
Nice work, jerk.
It says go to link, but there's no link.
That's okay. I can still talk about it.
Okay, so the August 2009 NPD numbers came out, and now I have to find them because I don't have them in front of me. But the big winner was Batman.
Batman and, well, yeah, I'm going to say Batman. I'll agree with you. It wasn't number one. Number one was Madden.
But if you add them up, though, right?
If you add the Maddens against adding up the against the Batman.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm still trying. Here we go. I got it right now. Now I got it. Here, I'll give it to you too, Wombat, so you can see it.
Oh, I already have it.
Oh, you have it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad because Batman's awesome. I finished Batman, by the way.
So did I.
Did we have it finished in time for last week's show?
No, we didn't finish it in time for last week's show, so now we could talk about the end. But if you want to do that now, we can. We could do it later.
Let's do it later. But now I'll mention that there will be some free Batman DLC coming out this week. Some challenge rooms, I think.
Yeah, which is awesome. I mean, I still have to do the other 12 that come with it, but,
Yeah, the challenge rooms are fun. I was hesitant to lend this game to somebody because, I like it. I like those challenge rooms. So, NPD, so Madden was the big winner, although the Wii version of Madden did very poorly. It sold like 60,000 copies compared to almost a million on 360. So that was disappointing. I mean, I don't know if it's the game. It must be not good, I guess, or people just aren't looking for it on Wii. Yeah, which I'm not surprised.
I just don't. I think people just don't want that as a Wii game.
Yeah, I don't blame them. You see, here's sort of a rarity. You got a PSP game on the top 10. How do you pronounce that, Wombat?
See, now you got me. Wait,
see, I'd rather have you come out looking bad.
I always want. I look at it and want to say Dissida. But it's Dissidia.
Maybe it's Dissidia.
Dissidia. It's Dissidia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't make me second guess myself.
All right. Fool.
Fool.
And Wii Sports Resort. It was second. That's a big one right there.
Yeah, 750,000.
Yep. And I don't know. You still got the Wii Fit and Mario Kart rounding up the top 10. And in terms of hardware sales... let's see, anything, you got the DS selling almost a half a million or more, a little more than half a million. The Wii is in second place, and the 360 and PS3 are basically tied. I mean, 360 had just, you know, a little bit more.
But, I think September numbers are going to be more interesting.
Yeah, to see what the price drop, what the price drop did. And really, like, the Christmas numbers will be really interesting. But you know what? Honestly, I don't even give a shit who sells more. I mean, it's sort of interesting just to talk about. But personally, like, I don't know. I hope everything sells a lot. It's in my best interest that everything sells a lot.
It sure is.
It is, and in fact, I just bought EA stock recently. I don't know why. I figured that like Beatles Rock Band is going to do really well, and maybe that would help.
But it's quite possible.
It's gone down since I bought it. But there's my full disclosure for you. But, you know. Anyway, so that's the end. Anything else you want to add about NPD? And we can go right into talking about Beatles Rock Band.
I say we go right into talking about Beatles Rock Band.
All right, so this is our multi-platforming part of the show. And we both picked up Beatles Rock Band. In fact, if you go to youtube.com/cheapyd, you can watch me unbox the Beatles Rock Band limited special edition $250 behemoth, which people seem to really enjoy the video.
I still say that Beyonce had one of the best unboxing videos of all time.
Yeah, I would like to see her unboxed, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Could you explain it?
See, box is slang for vagina.
Interesting. I never knew that.
And I'm assuming that unboxing could sort of mean, like, I would see her vagina somehow.
Or violently removing someone's vagina.
That I'm not as interested in, although now that you mention it, you still have that batarang, right?
I do, yes. We can unbox that way.
We can have a lot of fun. So what do you think? Now, you finished the Beatles game,
well, it
right?
only takes, like, 3 hours.
Right. I, too, finished it. You know, I read a lot of the reviews, and a lot of the reviews were, you know, I mean, all the reviews, the ones that I read were, you know, they were practically spraying semen over the computer monitors as they were writing it. Excuse me, that was disgusting, Womit.
Everyone knows you can't spray semen unless you have it in a bottle.
You what?
Unless you have it, like, in a bottle next to your desk.
Yeah, I don't. Let's stop talking about semen and removing vaginas.
I mean, you could shoot it.
Okay, this
you
is
could
disgusting.
Drop it, but I don't really know if you could spray it.
Well, all right. If you have some sort of medical problem, maybe.
Maybe, or a really bad moil.
I mean, I enjoyed the game. I think, you know, I really love the job that they did with the artwork in the game, the artwork of the Beatles, the backgrounds, the trippy, you know, atmospheres of some of the songs, you know, when you play some of the songs. I still, you know, I can't help but feel, and, you know, it's not, I don't think, a matter of just feeling it. It's pretty much a fact at this point that, you know, they've taken out, they haven't included a ton of awesome songs in the game because they want to sell it to you by, you know, DLC, via DLC. You know, Abbey Road is coming out in October for $17 or $18, and then Sergeant Pepper's comes out the month after that, I think.
Well, what's the big song that you think is missing? Give me a song that's missing, that you think is missing. Like, if you had asked me what song should be there, I would have, you know, I would have said, oh, I really love the solo in Good Morning, Good Morning, but I doubt they'd put a song like that in the game, and yet it's in there.
But how's that a complaint, then, if it's in there?
I'm not complaining. I'm asking you to justify your complaint. What's the song you wanted to be in there that wasn't?
I have to look it up now. I like Maxwell Silverhammer.
Yeah, but that's not a rock band song. There's no guitar solo in
it's
that.
It's coming out. It's coming out next month.
I know. It'll be on the album. It's a good song to have when you buy the album because it's like, Maxwell Silverhammer, take it or leave it.
I don't know. All I know is that if I go to a karaoke place and you look up the Beatles, there's like 3 pages of Beatles songs.
Yes, there are. That's right. That's because you like to sing everything.
And there's no other artist in there when you look up in that book with all the songs that has as many. You know, it's the Beatles. It's literally like 2 pages. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Wait, now I want to look up the Sgt. Pepper's track listing. Here it is. Well,
Lovely Rita, maybe.
Yeah, When I'm 64, but there's no guitar in that.
Yeah,
much.
I say even A Day in a Life doesn't really have guitar.
Yeah.
The reprise for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Right.
Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. She's Leaving Home. Am I missing a song?
Well, I like the medley, too, at the end of Abbey Road.
Yes. Well, that's awesome, and that I can't wait to.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, I'm complaining about it, but the fact is I'm going to spend that $17 and buy the album.
Yes, you are.
We do have some comments. I mean, so overall, you know, I definitely recommend the game in terms of spending the $250 on the bundle. So, Rock Band 5 and Rock Band 2 and Guitar Hero 5, their bundles cost $190, I think, when they came out. Am I right about that?
Yeah, $189.99.
Right, that was the MSRP, but it was on a downhill trend, like pretty soon after release. Like, I remember it being down to like 170 pretty quickly, and you know, now they're $99 pretty much everywhere, or $100 pretty much everywhere.
I've seen Rock Band Guitar Hero 5 for like 70.
70. Toys R Us had it for 70, and they gave you a free wired guitar with it. But so let's say $190 at launch for Guitar Hero 5. This is 250. So my math skills tell me that that's an extra $60 while I'm at.
That's how much the stands cost, the mic stands.
So,
$60.
Yeah, so for an extra $60, you're getting a mic stand, and you're getting the Beatles thing that sticks onto the drums. That I don't even know what you call that. What do you call that?
A plate?
It's like a cover for
the
bass drum that doesn't exist. Is that worth $60?
No.
Probably not, because you can buy a mic stand probably for like $12 at like Sam Ash or something. I don't know. I like the guitar. I got to say that. I mean, my last guitar that I have is the Guitar Hero 3 guitar, wireless guitar. This is nice because everything's real quiet on it. Like when you push the buttons and everything, it's real quiet.
I like the clacking.
Then I find you have to turn up the music really loud to drown out the clacking.
I guess it's all relative. I wanted to use my headphones, but my X4s are all broken. Somehow.
Ooh.
The left headphone is all staticky. It kind of sucks.
I haven't used the drums yet. Ty has used the drums. He seems to like them a lot. I have not used the drums. I have used the mic stand. The mic stand is very nice. I like to sing and play the guitar at the same time on some of the songs. It's a lot of fun. So I don't know. It's hard to recommend to somebody to drop $250 on something like this, but I don't regret it. I'm having fun with it, and Ty really likes it. A lot of people wrote in complaining that I was complaining about that there was only 45 songs in the game, and I'm not going to read these comments. I'm just going to sort of paraphrase them. But the Chess Piece Faced and Lebkin both wrote in, and they basically said that it's very comparable to like those individual game releases, like Guitar Hero Metallica, Guitar Hero Aerosmith, like those had about the same number of songs. And in fact, a lot of the songs on those discs aren't even from those artists. So you know, like about usually about 25 to 30 songs on Guitar Hero, Van Halen, Aerosmith, and Metallica that are actually from those bands. So they just wanted to point that out to me. I still think, you know, I don't, I realize they're in it to make money, so I don't know. I'm just disappointed that I spent $250 and now, you know, if I want to get the rest of the catalog, I got to spend another $40 basically. It would have been, don't you think it would have been nice and maybe a great incentive for people to buy the $250 bundle if they said, all right, you get a code to download either Sgt. Pepper's or Abbey Road?
Yes, that would have been very cool, but it would also mean that those people who bought the bundle wouldn't be buying Sgt. Pepper or Abbey Road, and the majority of people that are buying the bundle are the kind of people that are going to buy those albums.
Yep, yep. Okay, so I think that wraps it up for Rock Band Beatles. I think we both recommend it, though, right?
Oh, definitely. I think it's great. I enjoy it, and yes, everything about it is cool. Some of the extras are really nifty also, the stuff you unlock. I highly recommend
it. I watched the Christmas album.
Yeah, the Christmas album is phenomenal, and there's actually a song that's not on there, which is also very good. The Christmas Time Is Here Again song, which I believe is on one of the Beatle anthologies. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. So that's it for Beatles stuff. Some other stuff I wanted to bring up, and I don't. We talked about the free Batman Arkham Asylum DLC. I don't know where else to discuss this, so I guess I'll discuss it here. And I wanted to get your take on it, Wombat. This Dante's Inferno PR stunt that went down last week, where they sent $200 checks to editors of various video game sites. And they basically, you know, they're trying to hype up, like, the Circles of Hell thing, Dante's Inferno. So they basically sent $200 to these people and said, hey, if you cash the check, you know, you're guilty of being greedy. And if you don't, you're guilty of being wasteful or something like that. And I thought that was a really interesting and great marketing stunt because they basically bought themselves posts on major blogs bringing up their game that doesn't even come out till next year for basically no money.
Yes, that
and
is,
I wound up,
well, $200.
It's not, I mean, that's nothing.
And the cost nothing. Of the box and shipping.
Right. I know. So I figured out that basically they got an awesome deal. If you look how much advertising costs on these sites, and of course, you know, a banner ad is not equal to a post, a news post, and all these sites posted it. And, you know, for basically $300 and, you know, and Kotaku, the Crescente burned the check. So it didn't even cost them the $200. It only cost them like the box and the shipping. So basically for like $100, they got a post on Kotaku bringing up their game, which is a great deal for them. So, I thought I was just upset that I didn't get a $200 check.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And on a side note, and I know this doesn't matter to anyone, but my dog is on the other side of the room staring at me and growling at me in a very low guttural growl that you probably can't hear. But it's kind of making me nervous that I'm about to get attacked at any moment.
Well, has the dog ever attacked you?
No.
No. Dog would never do that.
No, my dog would never.
Dog wants $200.
Did you hear that?
No.
As soon as you said it, my dog went.
I'm trying to think like what I would do if they sent me a check for
$200.
You donate
it to charity. That's what you do.
I would?
Yes, you would. And you know what you should have done? You would have taken it and bought EA stock with it.
Yeah. You're not going to get that much stock for $200.
But get like what? Four shares?
Well, no, it's at 18. It's about $18. So yeah, whatever. You would
six
get.
Shares.
About 10 shares.
10 shares.
10 shares. I would probably, I don't know. I would probably go buy a steak with it. And then I would, my review of Dante's Inferno would be me eating the steak. And then I would just review the steak.
And that would be the sin of gluttony.
Right. And everything. And greed.
You would have to use it to perform the other six deadly sins.
Yeah. I would, I wish I had that opportunity, but I don't get any, I don't get anything. I don't get, I didn't get a single invitation to any party at Tokyo Game Show. Which is next week, by the way. I didn't get... I don't know, like, why that happens. Like, there's a Microsoft event. I didn't get any invitation to it. I mean...
Really?
What
you
do
didn't
I have
get
to
an
do?
Invite to the Microsoft? You should email your good friend, Major Nelson.
You know, that's not my style. I don't want to do that. Well, I did that. I think I did it last year, and it was nothing. Like, what's that?
If you don't promote yourself, you won't get anything.
I don't need to. I don't like to beg for things. Like, I was thinking, I was really close today to sending an email to the PR people for Activision, because I'm sort of interested in DJ Hero. And if I want to buy it, it's going to cost me about $200 from PlayAsia, because the shipping is, it's like $50. And I'd be interested in playing it, because I am like an amateur DJ. I have a DJ set up in my house, and I love mashups, and I'm interested in the game, but I don't think I'm $200 interested in it. So I was really close to, I get like all these press releases and shit, and I got one for the DJ Hero. And I was really close to hitting reply and, saying, hey, if you feel like it, why don't you send one of these to me and I'll do an unboxing video and review it or something like that. But then I just said, no, I'm not going to do that.
See, but you should. That's not begging. That's promoting your website, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't know. But
Shipwreck does it at least 7 times a day.
Yeah, but Shipwreck is writing reviews, and he gets it done.
So you plan on writing a review too.
And this is like, this is not like a game, a regular game. This is, it's like, $120 or something?
Joystick,
and plus
already
to ship
has it.
It. Yeah, I know. Shipwreck checked it out.
Yes, I know. He played it yesterday.
He told me it was okay, but he's not sure if like the songs are going to be that good. Like he thought the Monkey Wrench Beastie Boys mashup was horrible. And he didn't see any, and that it's not a party game because it's too complicated. So I don't know, but I'm interested in it. If somebody at Activision wants to send that to me, I'll do it this way. I'll do it on the show. you can send it to me, but I'm not gonna. I don't know. I'll think about it, Wombat. You can try to convince me to get that begging.
Do you want me to email them on
mentality.
Your behalf? GPD would like one. Send it.
Yes. Yeah, see that there. See now you understand.
Please send DJ Hero to GPD, care of Only White Guy in Tokyo.
Right.
Tokyo, yes. Japan.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for, Mama. I need you to do the dirty work.
I
don't want to get my
hands
dirty.
I'm happy to. I'll even get the exact name of the person that sent it to other websites and email it to them.
Okay.
On your behalf, yes.
They have the full version already?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be, because I am interested in that, and I don't know. It seems excessive to me to spend $200.
I'll
on
be
that.
your PR rep.
Yeah, you should. That would be good.
I will be in charge of GPD public relations.
All right. Let's see what kind of job you do with that, Wombat. I'm curious.
Okay, we'll see. If
it's half as good a job as you've done on getting your microphone ready for the show, we should be doing
real
well.
You can kiss my ass. I had to put together a TV stand.
Yeah, it's great. That does a lot for me.
Hey, we relaunched the website at work today, so I've been crazy for like the last month.
What website?
The website for the company that I work for.
You don't want to mention it?
I could. Yeah, you know what? If you want to check out the new gay.com, that's GAY.COM.
Yeah.
Check it out. You might like it. Hey, you never know.
I'm going to check it out right now.
I think you should.
Let's see what I can find out. Ooh, look at these guys. The lair. Wow, that sounds pretty scary. Ooh, wow. Dante's Cove? There's two topless guys on there giving each other back rubs.
They're TV shows.
I never even heard of them. What channel are they on?
They're on the Here Network.
The what network?
Here.
Here?
Here. H-E-R-E.
That's the name of a gay network?
That is that's the name of the company.
Why, what does that have to do with gay? Like, why would you call a gay network Here?
Because they're here and they're queer. Get used to it.
Oh, that's really a reaching, I think.
Reaching around?
All right, let's move on.
Before I get fired.
Let's move on to Sony.
But hey, check it
Wombat.
Out. You might like it. I'm going to promote my company's website. I happen to think it looks
nice.
Of
course. Sure. We have gay listeners.
We do.
Sony Wombat, I downloaded the Katamari Forever demo, which is a pretty short demo. It's just two levels you get to play. But it's got that new look, it's all in HD, and it's got like this, I guess you'd call it cel-shaded look to it. You didn't try it, obviously, right?
No, I haven't. I did get it into the beta for Mod Nation Racers.
Oh.
Which I haven't downloaded yet because I'm doing the show instead. I got that today. So we'll be able to talk about that hopefully next week. You could talk for a little bit. I want to get the name of the person who sent me the code so I can thank them properly.
It's just a listener?
Yes.
Oh, I would like a code.
Yeah, but no one likes you.
Yeah. I'm asking for a lot of things this episode. It's very unlike me, Wombat. Wombat, get a code for me.
I'll add it to my to-do list.
Please do. So the Katamari Forever, I really wish this was like a downloadable game because I don't see myself spending $50 on it. Is it 50 or 60? I should check that out.
J Bling Blang, yes.
Okay. I like the look. Some people don't like the new look of it. I think it looks good. I was surprised to see that there was slowdown in the game. I would not expect that Katamari Damacy running on a PS3 would have any type of slowdown, but yet there it was. You know, it's got the same like quirky sense of humor. There's like the I don't know. It's still Katamari. I might check it out. I might buy it if I can find it cheap somewhere. But I really wish it was a downloadable game. It would probably. If it was like $30 and downloadable, I'd probably buy it. But I encourage people to check it out. Katamari is obviously an awesome game, generally speaking. Jazar had a comment for me because I was talking about how I was using PlayStation Home last week. Jazar says, Chibi, next time you ever get the urge to visit PlayStation Home, don't go to the Shaq Fui Mall. Visit the EA space and play some poker or the DJ challenge. Go to the Resistance Room and play the turret-style FPS minigame. Go to BuzzSpace and play a trivia game.
The turret-style FPS minigame?
A what?
The turret-style?
Turret. Turret.
Turd?
Turrets.
Boo! Fuck! Fuck! Boo! Fuck!
Play the minigame! Play the minigame! Boo! Oh, boy. Contrary to popular belief, there are things to do. I did actually go to the EA space, and I played the golf thing, which was pretty lame. It didn't look like there was anybody in there. It looked pretty deserted, but maybe it's just because the time that I was on. It would be a weird time, U.S. time. In all their Sony news, there's a rumor, I read this on Destructoid, that there is going to be a 250-gigabyte PS3 Slim coming out next month.
Oh, am I supposed to have a reaction to that?
You have no reaction?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't know if I do either. Like, that's a lot of space. I don't know what I need that space for. I mean, if there's gonna be some sort of DVR add-on to it or something, yeah, I could see that's why you would need 250 gigs of space. But still, you know, you can swap that hard drive out pretty easily and cheaply, apparently. So I'm curious to see how much it's gonna cost.
I'm looking at one of my daughter's blocks. It's in my hand right now,
yes.
And it's a picture of a cow. And the cow, one of the sides has just the back end of the cow where you see three legs.
Yeah.
And it's the two legs with a small third leg in the middle that's supposed to be, you know, like a draw distance. But it's not really
like
that good.
Wiener.
And it looks like the cow has a big penis.
Right. That's great, Wombat. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that you're really focusing on the show and, you know, what we're talking about at hand. You're looking at children's toys.
That's kind of what I do, yes. Now, you were saying something about the Xbox 360.
Right. Anyway, yeah, we'll see how much this 250-gigabyte PS3 costs in October. It looks like they found this through an FCC filing.
I'm going to say it probably costs about $100 more.
All right. And maybe it'll be a bundle or something.
Maybe. With what?
When's Uncharted is November?
Yeah.
I'm still going back to
Monkey Camera Game.
Sorry, I was just on gay.com checking out... Sexplorations episode 302.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
That guy's wearing a very nice scarf. It's very, very masculine. Also, looks like Xbox 360 lost another exclusive. Star Ocean 4 is going over to the PS3. So, if you were looking forward to that, huzzah, you can get it. Let's move on to Microsoft, Wombat. We both checked out the Lost Planet 2 demo, the co-op demo, four-player co-op demo.
With Thorbon.
We played with Thorbon, and Scobie was in the chat room with us. He wasn't playing, but he was in our party.
He was playing Beatles Rock Band while we...
Right. And then there was that other guy who came in. Do you remember his name?
I don't. The other
guy. I forgot, too. He had a Halo in his gamer tag.
He did have Halo in his gamer tag, so shout out to you.
And he asked me if he should call me David or Cheapy. And I told him he should call me Frank, so he called me Frank. He was a little confused, that guy. He was nice, but he was a little, I think he was a little confused.
Well, that's because you're kind of a jerk.
I'm a jerk.
You're kind of a jerk.
Yeah. I'm on Xbox Live.
I gotta
mix it up.
But we played it. What'd you think?
Oh yeah, right. Lost Planet. I don't think it was a strong demo, because all you're doing in the demo is just fighting this huge boss. It's a huge boss battle. And, the guy's huge. We're talking like, not Eco. What was that game with the thing?
Shadow of the Colossus?
Yeah, we're talking like Shadow of the Colossus size, huge.
Not quite that big, but yes, big.
Right. So it was okay. I mean, it looked good. I would like to see some straight up gameplay, not the boss battle stuff. But I like the first Lost Planet. I'm looking forward to the second one. Any game that has like mechs in it, you're pretty much you're on my radar. Why? You didn't like it?
No, I liked it just fine. I felt the guns, the weapons were signed it kind of eh.
It's hard to tell because you're shooting this huge boss. That's why I don't like the demo.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah, it's not a good demo. There's a lot of bad demos out there. Well, the big news this week is that the Zune HD is coming out. And that it has been confirmed that the Zune HD will be able to play games. And that the XNA Studio will have Zune HD developer support, which means that if you've developed a game on XNA Studio for the Xbox 360, you should be able to port it over to the Zune HD relatively easily.
So I'll be able to play I Made a Game with Zombies in It on my Zune HD if I pick one up?
Right.
Did you ever play that game? Have you bought that game, I Made a Game with Zombies in It?
It's for Xbox 360?
Yes, it's for the Xbox 360. It costs $1 in the indie game section.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good game. I bought it.
It's good?
Yeah.
Why is it? What do you do?
You need me to draw you a graph? There's zombies. Mm-hmm. The guy made a game. There's zombies in it.
And you, what do you do?
You shoot the zombies.
Oh.
It's kind of like Geometry Wars twin stick style.
I see.
It's more Robotron style.
I see.
But it's actually very, it's a cute game. It's $1. And it pays homage to a lot of other games and its style and its backgrounds. So check it out.
I've read the reviews of the Zune HD on Amazon, and they seem like they're all very positive. So I don't know what to say. I mean, for me, I have no interest in it because I have an iPod Touch and there's like a million games out for it, and they're all cheap for the most part. And this is sort of like an unproven thing, but I guess maybe if you don't have an iPod Touch or iPhone, then...
Or if you're like my wife who dropped it into a bucket of water.
Yeah, how did that happen exactly?
Okay, so she had her iPod in her handbag, and she also had a bottle of water in her bag, and the bottle of water broke.
Yikes.
Yeah. And that was the end of her iPod Touch.
Damn. That sucks, dude.
It does suck.
Did you yell at her?
Yeah, I yelled at her. How dare you break a bottle of water and stuff? No, I didn't yell at her.
Did you unbox her?
I unboxed her with my Batarang.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't know. So you have no feelings about the Zune?
Well, it doesn't really work with a Mac, and that's what I have, so...
Oh, right, that's right.
So I have no.
Wrong?
I can't use it if I wanted to. So
that's right, me neither.
As much as I actually do think it looks very nice and kind of cool, I can't use it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the Zune software does not work with a Mac. And, come to think of it, like, why the hell is there no official Xbox Live app for the iPhone? It's ridiculous. Microsoft, excuse me. Get your shit together. Sorry about that. That was unexpected.
We didn't talk about the Batman, by the way. What'd you think of the end?
That's coming up later. I have a question about that.
Oh, you do? Okay, then fine. We'll get to that later then.
We'll get to that. Don't worry. Anything else under here? I mean, I put a lot of stuff down for Microsoft, but I don't know how interested I am.
Yeah, and most of it is not very interesting.
Oh, the one thing that I thought was sort of interesting is that Valve made a statement saying that they want to get the mod scene, and by modding I mean, you know, people making maps and add-ons for some of the Valve first-person shooters like Left 4 Dead and Half-Life and all that. Valve wants to take some of these mods and sell them on the Xbox 360 marketplace and, you know, have the creators get paid for it. And if you remember back to E3 2005, this is exactly what Xbox Live was marketed as. This was like a huge, the whole part with, was it Surfer Girl, Skater Girl? I forgot her name even, because none of it came to fruition, where they said, you know, oh, you'll be able to design skateboards in Tony Hawk and sell them on the marketplace and get paid. And nothing like that has happened. So I think that would be a great way to kick off that type of situation, if Valve could get that going. But
well, aren't they doing that with Rock Band anyway?
Oh, yes, with the Rock Band Network. But that's, you know, that's EA is doing that. You know, Microsoft is, I don't know. Is that only on the 360, that's only on the 360, right, the Rock Band Network?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Anything else? I was looking over the list of what Microsoft is bringing from Tokyo Game Show, which I found on Kotaku. Their lineup in terms of what's playable does not seem... Well, I mean, there's some good stuff. I'll tell you the playable stuff, Wombat. And you, because trailers, whatever, you can get that anywhere. Tell me if this sounds like a good lineup to you. So you got Forza 3. You got Halo 3 ODST. You got Samurai Showdown, Lost Planet 2, FIFA 10, Mushihime Sama, which I don't know what that is, Shin Sangoku, Multi-Raid Special, I don't know what that is, 99 Nights 2, I wonder if that'll be any good. The first one had potential. Front Mission Evolved and Pro Evolution 2010, Bayonetta will be playable. Nier Gestalt, I don't know what that is. Oh, Assassin's Creed 2 is playable. Resonance of Fate and Dragon Ball Rising Burst and Infernal, Tekken 6 and Steins Gate. Those are all playable on the show floor. So it's not as bad as I thought, actually, when at first glance. There's some
So
stuff
are you going to go?
Yeah, of course I'm going to go.
Okay, you didn't say you were going. You haven't announced
it. Dude, it's an hour from my house.
You don't like to go 5 minutes from your couch.
Yeah, I'll go definitely on Thursday, which is this Thursday and Friday are the business days. Usually what happens is I go all day on Thursday. I reluctantly go on Friday because I feel like I have to go. And then by lunchtime, I'm ready to go home, and I usually go home then. I just like to go because I like to, you know, schmooze with the peoples, with the English-speaking peoples, and, you know, drink beer.
You just like to talk to people.
And I like to talk to people. And, you know, there's an Outback Steakhouse right by there. If anybody wants to go with me to Outback Steakhouse for lunch on Thursday or Friday, come on. We'll do it. It's on me.
Get
steaks
some shrimp
are
on the Bobby.
Actually, I really like those fries. You know, like they have the fries with all the crap on it?
Oh, like the train wreck type
Dude,
fries?
Dude, those are awesome. So whoever
fries
wants
with
a free
bacon
steak
and
lunch.
Sour cream.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 5,000 calories. Yeah, if you want a free steak lunch from Outback, you know, track me down. We'll try to put something together maybe. I'll take anybody. Anybody. Just talk to me. For
That's
Christ's
so
sake.
Sad.
I know. I have to buy like friendship basically. Cause... Anyway, I don't know. Any other shit? Shane Kim quit. Who cares? All right.
Okay, let's talk about the Nintendo.
No, I don't know Shane, so good luck, Shane. I
Come
care.
Back, Shane.
He did that for 20 years, 19 right. years, and I guess he's retiring.
Yeah, good for him.
I hope to be retired in like 4 years. I
good
hope to
luck.
Beat Shane. Thank you. Nintendo, Wombat. The big news is that the leaked Toys R Us ad that I saw on Kotaku looks like the Wii is going to be... Look, and here's the headline from Kotaku. Toys R Us ad points to $199 Wii price drop this month. It's not $199. It's $199.99. Why wouldn't they just not put the 99 cents in the title?
Because it's okay, it's a I'm blog not... post, and they don't care.
And even in the picture, the big picture of the ad, it says $199.99. All right, I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore.
No one cares about it as much as you do. What do you think? The Wii at $199.99, does it mean anything?
Does it mean anything to me? No, because I don't. I have two of them, and I don't play either of them, and I already own them. Does it mean anything in terms of sales? Yeah, I think, you know, for the people who, you know, are not going to buy a PS3 or Xbox 360, I think, you know, for the families there, that's a, you know, that's an attractive Christmas gift. I think you'll see a big upswing in sales. They've been having trouble with sales recently, so hopefully that will help them. And this is going into effect, according to this ad, September 27th. So that's during Tokyo Game Show, right? That's the end of Tokyo Game Show.
Yes.
Although Nintendo doesn't go to the show, but anyway. All right, so that's newsworthy. There's also a new Nintendo channel. I watched the video of it on Joystick. It was I don't know. Looks all right. Not enough to make me want to plug it in. But,
yeah.
What else, Wanda?
I picked up a DS game on Saturday.
You picked it up?
Yes, I picked up. You know, I said, you know what? My wife needs a diabolical box. So
a lot of box talk in this episode.
There is a lot of box talk. Diabolical boxes.
Right.
Yes. So my wife now has a diabolical box, Professor Layton, and the diabolical box, to be more specific.
Right.
I was hoping that she would have played it more because I was actually going to have her, you know, come on the show. And by that, I mean come from the bedroom to the living room and talk.
Yes.
And talk into the microphone. But she doesn't feel as though she's played enough yet to talk about it. So I'm hoping next week she'll be our special guest.
Ooh, sounds great. Next week, let's see. Hold on. Next week. See, the question is for next week's show, like Tokyo Game Show, like I'm recording this right now Wednesday morning. My time. And Tokyo Game Show
Tuesday night.
Well, I guess we'll do the show normal time next week, and then we'll do a Tokyo Game Show one earlier in the week, the week after. Okay, so that's something to look forward to next week. Also in Nintendo news, Castlevania The Adventure Rebirth is coming to WiiWare. Now, that's a remake of an original Game Boy game.
Yeah, I still have that game.
Now, is it going to be in color?
I would assume so. I think it's actually, you know, like an actual remake of the game, which is a really good game, by the way.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It was one of my favorite DS games back in 89. Actually, it may have come out a little later than that, but...
89,
yeah, I'm right. Okay, see?
December 89. Wow,
back
right off
89.
The top of your head, Wombat. Yeah. That's impressive.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... let's see. Is there anything else in Nintendo you want to talk about?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. I am looking forward to that Castlevania game, though.
Okay. I also want to, just for this iPhone segment, it's going to be very brief. I just want to give a shout-out to Prowl, who told me about the free RoboCop soundboard that is available on the App Store.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
It's pretty good, right?
That's amazing.
It's got 16 sounds that you can play. Here, I'll play another one. Ready? You can even get the gun, RoboCop's gun noise. It's pretty good. And let's see. Look at this one. This is the famous, very good one.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
All right, so that's the RoboCop free soundboard.
And it was free. You didn't even have to buy it for a dollar.
No, you don't even need to buy it for a dollar. And yeah, it's good. It's very nice. Okay, on to Wombat's special section, Wombat's news and stuff. Take it away, Wombat.
Yeah, I'm keeping this brief, although they are both about Activision this week for some reason.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Courtney Love debacle?
Yes, but why don't you tell our listeners about it in case they are not.
Courtney Love is none too happy about the portrayal of her late ex-husband in Guitar Hero 5, and she is threatening to sue Activision because she wants him removed from the game. Activision, of course, is rebutting by saying that they have her permission for him to be in the game. I think what's really in dispute is the specifics of exactly what she thought was going to happen to him in the game and what actually happened to him in the game.
being that he can, that he doesn't just sing Nirvana songs. He'll sing any song in the game that, you know, that you want.
Yes, which is very un-Kurt Cobain-like.
Right.
And it's kind of disturbing and a little bit disrespectful.
So basically, she was stupid in that she didn't even, like, find out about that. Well, we don't know the details, I guess. It's not fair. I can assume that she was in some sort of drug-induced stupor when she...
or, you know, it is quite possible that she was misled into thinking, oh, you're going to put Kurt Cobain in Guitar Hero 5. That makes sense because you're having these, you know, whatever, two songs of his in the game or even just one song.
Right. I'm just kidding, by the way. Huh? I have no idea if she... I'm just kidding. I have no idea if she's on drugs or not.
Eh, she probably is. But that's neither here nor there.
Right.
So, there you go. So,
yeah, it's sort of interesting to see what happens with that. But, you know, that's one of the questions you'd probably want to ask if you're, you know, selling the likeness to your deceased husband for using a video game.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway.
What's next?
More Activision. Did you hear this? The new one from Bobby Kotick?
Yeah, this was sort of interesting.
Okay, well, first he talks about Guitar Hero and that he sees the future of the franchise being console-less. He said this to the Deutsche Bank Securities Technology Conference in San Francisco. So first he said, expect many of Activision's products to be playable independent of a console.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, because we all know how much everyone loves those plug-and-play consoles.
So you're just going to plug the guitar? The guitar is going to have, like, audio and video cables coming out of it, and you're going to plug them into a TV?
Yeah, probably. That's what it sounds like, right?
It does. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's sort of weird.
And here it is. Here's your Bobby Kotick quote of the day.
Uh-huh.
As far as how to make games at Activision. The goal that I had in bringing a lot of the packaged goods folks into Activision about 10 years ago was to take all the fun out of making video games.
What the hell does that even mean?
He wants to keep his staff in fear that if their game doesn't sell well, they're going to get fired. And that he runs the company on a basis of fear and seriousness.
Wow.
He likes to keep people focused on the Deep Depression.
Yeah, he says, he described tailoring developer bonuses to really reward profit and nothing else, and how an air of skepticism, pessimism, and fear is promoted within the company with the goal of keeping people focused on the Deep Depression. He said, and then he goes on to say he wants to take the fun out of making video games. Well, I don't know. Since games, what makes a game good, basically, is that it's fun. You would hope that the people making them, that you'd think that having fun making them would sort of be integral to the process at some point. Do you think he even plays games, this guy?
I don't think so. I don't think he's ever played a video game in his life. I know he makes $14 million a year, though. What I think we should do, I think we need to make like a board bet.
Okay, what's a board bet?
A board bet is you and I make an agreement and we table it somewhere so when it actually happens, we know that one of us wins.
Okay, what's the bet?
I'm betting that by the end of fiscal year 2009, which is, what would that be, the end of March?
It depends what their fiscal year is.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter.
I'm saying that when their fiscal year ends,
yeah,
shortly thereafter, Bobby Kotick steps down. That'll be the phrase
you
use, step down.
Okay.
You could go with the over or under on that.
It's all going to depend on what their stock is doing while I'm at. And I can tell you what it's doing because I am.
You are a shareholder. That's why I'm saying you have the. I'm going based on gut.
Yeah. Let's see. Their stock hasn't been really doing much of anything recently. So it's possible. A lot of stocks have gone up in the last like 6 months or so. Theirs has not really done much. So maybe you could be right. All right, let's move on to show us your tweets, Wombat.
Yes, this one comes from Sliderwave, our friend who makes the best Photoshops on Cheapass Gamer.
Yes.
Three lives in old school games versus infinite lives of the modern games era. Which is better?
Oh, the Three Lives thing, yeah, that's pretty played out at this point. I don't think we can go back to that.
It blows. It sucks.
It sucks.
Sucks eggs.
It sucks.
Yes. Davi Rocha wants to know if I've ever considered moving to another country.
What would be the best location to for the new Wombat Basement?
Yeah, I don't think I plan on moving to another country, unless I was offered a job that was just ridiculous, but I don't see that ever happening. Or if my wife was offered a job that was amazing. There are some high-end architecture firms in the Caribbean.
That would be good.
Because that would be pretty badass.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I doubt that's going to happen.
Speaking of moving, I don't know. We may be moving not in Tokyo to the other side of Tokyo. Because my wife, you know, my wife started a new job, and their office looks like they're moving to the west side of Tokyo, or the southwest side of Tokyo, and it's pretty far from where we are. It's a big commute, and it's like in a fan. It's in their office would be in Roppongi, which is where all the whiteys live. It's like the fancy area. So we may, I don't know. She wants to move there, which means I gotta sell some more ads because the cost of living there is.
You may actually
higher.
Have to pay for similar to what I pay a month.
What's that?
You may wind up paying similar to what I pay a month.
I don't know what you pay a month.
More than
I may
you
pay
do.
That now.
Yeah, that's okay. no, you don't.
Okay.
B-Boy Azilla, he asked a lot of stuff that we already talked about, but he also wanted to bring up the new Sonic game. Have you seen Project
no.
Needle Nose or whatever it's called? Needle Mouse?
Project Needle Dick? What?
Project Needle Dick. It's supposed to be the 2D Sonic game that we've always been asking for.
Oh, so it only took them like four games to get that, to realize that's what people were looking for?
Yeah, an HD 3D, an HD 2D Sonic.
Is it a downloadable game or it's a full release?
Full release is what it appears to be, but there that's you now know as much as I think everyone else does.
I see. Oh, he also wanted to know about this Spawn Labs new gaming console. Yeah, I saw that thing. It's like a sling box for your console. So you hook it up to your console, and then if you're in a hotel somewhere, you can play your console. But of course, you know, you can't change the discs in the console if you're not home. I don't know. It seems sort of like a waste of time, personally.
Probably.
And money.
Probably.
Let's move on to the CAG bag then. Why waste time? I don't know. SDP wants to know what I use to shave my head.
A razor.
I use two different things, actually. Well, first, I use a wall beard trimmer. That's W-A-H-L. In fact,
you know, you've answered this question like seven times.
Do we? Well, I want to tell you, I just bought this new thing that's sort of interesting. It's from Remington, and it's designed specifically to shave your head. And it's in the shape of, see, I don't know the name of it. Here it is. It's called the Remington Shortcut Clipper.
Did you like it so much you bought the company?
No, but it's designed for shaving your head. So it's like the blade is much bigger than like a beard trimmer. You should check. They have it on Amazon. You can watch a video of it. I'm not sure if I like it that much. The jury's still out. I've only really used it like two or three times. It's nice that the blade is big, but it doesn't seem as powerful as like a real beard trimmer. Dr. Monkey wants to know what were the main video games that you played during college? And now he says that Wii Sports dominates in his life, especially when pre-gaming before a pleasure-filled night out. Well, for me, it was definitely Mortal Kombat 2. Also, In the school arcade, we would play. What did we play in the actual arcade? Street Fighter, one of the Street Fighter games, and the original Mortal Kombat in the arcade. But also, we played a lot of NHL. I'm gonna say NHL when I graduated in '95. So it was probably like NHL '94, I guess, or '95. In fact, we used to have like tournaments in our fraternity, and you would actually win a cup. If you won the tournament, it was called the Gay Cup, and it was a Stanley Cup made out of tinfoil.
That's
pretty exciting.
That's pretty awesome.
I played a lot of. It's all coming back to me now. I played a lot of Lynx Golf. on the PC. I played Populous on the PC. I did a lot of PC gaming back then. I played some flight simulator, one of the flight simulators, F-14 Fighting Falcon or something like that. I don't even remember. And I like those game show games, like Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. I play a lot of Jeopardy. And there's probably a lot more. I just can't remember.
We played a lot of Mario Kart and GoldenEye, Ocarina of Time, and we had Killer Instinct on the Super Nintendo, which saw a lot of gameplay as well.
Oh, nice. We played Mario Kart as well for the... For what was that? I guess Super Nintendo? I don't even remember. Let's see. Okay, here's where we talk about Batman, because he's got a question. And there's a spoiler here, folks. So if you've not finished Batman, I would recommend covering your ears and going ah, for the next minute or so. This is from Akko Konas. He says, I am surprised that no one has mentioned this yet on any other podcast. I don't think this is a spoiler alert, but it is, so... I was wondering if you thought your Xbox was about to get the E74 error while playing Batman. And then he says, remember the scene towards the end of the game where the screen goes all weird and blurry? For a second, I thought my Xbox was going to die, and this had to scare the shit out of other people, too, when they got this. And he had had the E74 error before, and that was one of the signs so that your 360 is going to die. And he said, do you think that they put this in the game on purpose? I guess when he says on purpose, he means like with regard to the E74 specific error. There's a scene in the game where you're basically like you get injected by the Scarecrow with some Scarecrow juice.
Fear toxin.
Yeah, and you start to go, oh, it's not called Scarecrow juice?
No, Scarecrow juice would be something that you spray over your computer.
Right. So, and basically what happens is your 360 appears to freeze, and some weird colors come up on the screen for a second.
It looks like static almost.
Yeah, I mean, clearly a page out of the, what was that game for Nintendo?
Eternal Darkness?
Eternal Darkness. A page out of the Eternal Darkness playbook. Yeah, I mean, did you think your 360 was going to die?
For like 4 seconds, I was like, and my wife was maybe stunned for like a good 15 seconds. So it got her more than me, but yeah.
Yeah, I was on the fence. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, are they fucking with me? Because this is not the first time you encounter the Scarecrow in the game. So I thought that this could be like a trick like that, but at the same time.
And what happens after that is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, you get to... Batman goes crazy, sort of, and you see Batman, like, in Arkham in jail and stuff.
You didn't dress it up well at all. It replays the beginning of the game shot for shot, but it swaps Batman and the Joker with each other. It's pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah, it is pretty cool. What'd you think of the ending of the game, like, the final
fight? The final boss is stupid, but, you know, they had to end it somehow, I guess. Like, it doesn't ruin the game in any way, shape, or form, but yeah, like everyone says, the final fight against the Joker, it's kind of stupid. I mean,
the final fight wasn't good, but the final part where it's like the party and all the people have all the bad guys have the party hats on.
Oh, when you walk into the door?
Yeah, that was cool as hell.
Yeah, when you beat the crap out of the 12 guys?
I didn't do that, and you know you get an achievement if you do that.
I know I did. I beat the crap. I like those guys can't. No one mocks the Batman, so I just beat the crap out of them.
Right. I don't know. I was all into it, so I didn't beat the crap out of them.
You know,
fight you back when you?
No,
start
yeah,
fighting
they fight
them?
You back as soon as you hit the first guy. They all bum rush you.
I see. I agree. Like the boss fight at the Joker fight at the end, but it's how are you gonna fight the Joker? Because obviously, you know, Batman's gonna kick the shit out of the Joker. He's a skinny little bitch.
See, I would have rather them done like a stealth room, maybe.
I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough way to figure out an ending to the game. But, you know, hey, if you're listening to the show, why don't you post in the discussion thread if you have a better idea for the ending?
I'm telling you, it should have been a stealth challenge room.
Yeah.
With guys and the Joker, and you had to sneak up on the Joker and get him from behind. But maybe with a few more traps.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Something. But I think that would have worked better.
Okay, Thorbon 3 says, I took a class over the summer about cultural diversity. The book for the class said that being Jewish was an ethnic culture rather than a religious one, because not all Jews practice the Jewish faith. Since both of you are of the Jewish heritage, I was wondering what your take was. Also, since this is a video game podcast, why are there no Jews in video games? I can't think of one character rocking a yarmulke. I mean, look, it's obviously a religion. I don't know what book that is. That's obviously a very racist book.
Yeah, that's actually very narrow-minded. That would be like, because, you know, we talked
about... I'm sure there's plenty of Catholics who don't go to church.
Well, that's like saying a Catholic and a Christian, or like saying a Catholic and a Protestant are the same thing because they're both Christians. To say that all Jews are the same because they're all Jewish is very misinformed. It's a very ignorant statement, to be perfectly honest. Not from you, Thorbon, but from whatever teacher taught that, because there's at least, five different sects of Judaism that I could think of off the top of my head is what you got. Reformed, Conservative, Orthodox, Hasidic, Sephardic, Ashkenazi. It's not just one Jew.
He must have interpreted this wrong, because how could you say that it's not a religion?
It's both.
I mean,
yes, Judaism is an ethnic culture, but it's also a religion. The answer is it's both.
Right.
It's not
a sure. Certainly, some people may not be religious, but I mean, that's any religion. There people aren't religious, but they're still, technically a part of the religion. Anyway, Killer from Crow wanted to know what my relations with DJ Wheat from Epileptic Gaming was, and when did we meet? Because I was on their show once or twice and all that. There was a time, and I don't remember all the details, but like Destructoid, the guys from Destructoid, were a part of the show, for his show, Epileptic Gaming, and that's how I started watching it. And I liked their show. They did a live. I was impressed that they did a live video, streaming video game talk show, and I thought that DJ Wheat was an interesting personality. A lot of these shows, people are very boring, but he definitely was not boring. He had a lot of energy and was really into it. And I was also impressed with the production value of the show and all that. And I met them at E3, I guess when E3 was in Santa Monica, I think it was that one. And they had me on the show, and there might've been a blunt involved after the show. I can't remember. But DJ Wheat is a very nice guy, and he's very good at what he does. I like his show. I just watched it the other day, actually. It was good. I go to djwheat.tv, and you can watch his various projects. He's got a lot of shit that he's going on.
Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter also.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. I'm sure it's just DJ Wheat.
I believe it is his
name on Twitter. He's like a play-by-play guy for video game competitions. That's like his background. And he was with one of these, CGL or something. It got shut down, and so he lost his job. But anyway, that's DJ Wheat. Great guy, DJ Wheat. Hope I could be on a show again. Anything else, Wombat?
I think we've done a show.
Yeah, I think we've done a show. I got a headache, actually.
Okay, well, I got a box.
You got a box? You got to unbox? It's a little late for an unboxing on a weeknight. I predict there will be no unboxing tonight.
There will be no unboxing. Maybe my sleep.
A sleep unboxing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. Remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD. Yes, I've been very bad with the audio booze. I just forget to do them sometimes. twitter.com/wombat5277. Twitter.com/shipwreck for ginger goodness. And if you want to get video game deals, why not follow twitter.com/video game deals or twitter.com/UK game deals if you are in the UK. And review us on iTunes. Don't forget to do that. It really helps us. You don't even need to write a review. You can just rate us. It helps with our rankings. So we like to be ranked high. Thank you. And that's it. We will see you next week. I guess it'll be a little bit of a pre-Tokyo Game Show affair. And that's it, Wombat. Good night, and good luck.
Can I go now?
You may go now. Fix your freaking microphone.
I'll fix your microphone, you son of a bitch. I will kick your ass 6 ways from Sunday, my friend. 6 ways.
That's the most friendly sounding threat I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm not very threatening, am I?
No, you're the least threatening person I've ever met.
You can kiss my fucking ass, you son of a bitch.
It's awful. Just awful.
I'll keep trying.
Yeah, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Do you have Ice Hockey by Activision?
Think you're ready for it? One of the roughest video games around for your Atari game system? Ready to battle for the puck?
Well...
To inflict fierce body checking? Furious stick checking?
Ruthless tripping?
You really think you're ready for all that?
I'm ready! I'm ready!
What? Cash your charge.
Ice Hockey by Activision!